So, good morning, everyone. This is a fabulous opportunity to be together and to share this amazing knowledge, which is the knowledge that took me all the way, if you can imagine, to Crown Diamond. And it was just doing the same thing over and over again. So, my name is Holly Wheeler. I've been in Life Force for 10 years. And it has been an awesome journey. As you can tell, I'm still in the honeymoon of this thing. I love it. I love sharing it. I wouldn't know what to do without it. So this whole piece today, in my opinion, is the bane of network marketing. People just don't know how to follow up. And they're afraid to. They don't know what to say. It's the most difficult thing of all for people. To figure out what to do, how to do it, and what to say. And when you know it, it's a piece of cake and you'll just be unstoppable. You know, I like to preface this thing with saying that you don't get the privilege of earning the kind of money that's available and buying your life back if you don't do your side of it. And what you'll notice is that when you step up for your own life, your upline will totally show up for you. The more you put in, the more your upline will put in for you. And so what we're trying to do is empower you, because in the truth, I'm not getting paid by you to do this. I mean, maybe some of you, who's in my downlines for anybody here? I was like, right, three out of this room, and I don't know how many on the call of you. But I think, you know, the deal is that we're all in this together and we all care. How many people have been prior to this in the field? I'm sorry I can't see all of your hands out there. In the field of health or caring of some level that you were doing before. It's a natural, isn't it? I mean, we're people who love people, who care about people. And how amazing to do something that we love doing and get paid for it and not have to charge the person that we are inviting to try this amazing elixir, yum, and we don't have to charge them. So I want to tell you a few statistics about this thing. One of them is that not everybody is ready now to look at this. But when they are, and the timing is right, it's just unreal. And the more you learn, and the more that you can make this happen. And there is a timing, and my belief is in the next 5 years, every single person you know, there will be a window that they would be willing to look at this. So it's not about that it's a no, it's about that it's a no, not now. That's one piece. And when we're talking about running around and meeting people, I can tell you that the way that I do it now, it is so in the flow of my life that I do it everywhere I go. I mean, it is seamless. Last night, I'm running around doing the last few minute little errands because I'm going to be going on a little trip day after tomorrow. And I'm wanting to buy this little posturpedic, therapeutic, Tempur-Pedic pillow. And you know, the guy is like, he's not really up for selling this one because it's the floor model and they don't have any more and it's new, you know, but he didn't want to sell it. And I was just like, well, let's get creative here. And so eventually we worked it all the way around where they figured out a way that I could actually take the pillow. And he was like, you did that and it was so much fun because you were so laughing about it and making it a happening thing. And he was such an amazing salesperson. I mean, he really stood back because I was lying on the bed trying all the different pillows. And he just waited and supported me. And then I found out that there was this other little pillow that I wanted. And the point is, I was doing my thing, but I was watching him because he started to come into my radar with realizing this is a smart cookie. This is a really sweet, energetic, present, awake, bright guy. So there was almost no, it was pretty seamless. And I remember going to him, I said, you know, how long have you worked here? And he said, too long. You know, I was like, well, that was good. That was elated. And I said, you know, I do something that's amazing. And I would love to share it with you. This is my standard line. And I have about three things that I say to people when I come across them. And I'm in that environment of seeing somebody who's smart and up for, you know, they're up to something in their life. And I said, you know, are you one of the managers here? Because I want to know that he's being well paid. And he said, no, I'm not. And I said, well, you should be. You look a little overqualified. The way you treated me, you gave me impeccable service. And I work for a company that pays people for certain qualities that aren't normally recognized in regular 9-to-5 jobs. I mean, we're professional friend makers, you know? We're people. And those characteristics and those qualities are priceless. You can't train, you can't buy them. You either have them or you don't have them. You either like people and care about people or you don't. And if you don't, you know, there's lots of other things to do. But this industry really, really, really rewards people who are tuned in to other people. So I said, I do this really, what are you doing right now? You know, I sort of jumped on him. There wasn't anybody else in the store, and the one person was way in the back. The other customer, the other sales rep had him, was talking to them with a pillow at the other end. I said, could you step outside just for a second? And because I want to talk to you about something, it's probably not appropriate to talk in here, but just right outside the door. And the door was open, and so we did. And I said, you know, and then he started to say, well, I don't plan on being here very long. I just joined, he said, have you heard of Amway Global? I said, is that the same thing as Amway? He said, yeah. And so he was like, yeah, and I'm just getting started, and I got three people, and, you know, my best friend's moving out, and I can't wait to do this. I mean, he was like such a and it came up because I said, you know, are you a manager here? And what are you doing? And he said, oh, no, I have plans. I do not want to be here. And it was, that one was an easy, that was one of the easier ones that I've done. So we went out, and immediately I said, we have got to call Paul, because if you are going to start a network marketing company, you have to know what it is that you're getting into. If you're going to put all this time and energy, and you want to be on the fastest horse, you want to be on a good horse, you want to be on a horse that has great products, and if it's apples and apples, and this apple is bigger, and it costs the same amount of money because they're selling it by the apple, then for goodness sakes, you need to know this and educate yourself so you can make an intelligent choice, because you haven't gone so far into this. If you'd said you had 200 people, I might have been a little more hesitant. But you only have three, and one of them hasn't even started yet. So I said you owe it to yourself to know what is out there. And, you know, my upline, Paul, is the whiz at knowing every other compensation plan that's out there and can do a comparison analysis. Well, by the time we finished on this conversation, this guy was like, what's his phone number? When can I talk to him? And I said, because I called Paul and he wasn't available. He had his voicemail on. And then I called Paul and said, look, there's this wonderful guy. He wants to know, and the timing is right. And this guy's, you know, he's 28. He was so fun. He was just like you would love to work with. You just know it. And so that's just like buying a pillow. Now, how much is that pillow going to be worth? It is going to be the pillow is going to be free, and I'm going to be given so much for going in and buying that pillow, because I managed to just say one thing that just got us connected at a whole nother level. It was amazing. And before I went out, I went over to a Spa Essentials, and I was having a bikini wax, and the girl, you know, we both got each other's undivided attention, and and it was about my third time with her, right, you know, over the last couple of years, and the timing wasn't right. Well, now her kid has ADD, she's pulling her hair out, and he's off the charts, difficult in school, and I said, so, when are we going to talk? She said, I am ready right now. And I said, great, what's your phone number? And I'll call you. So I called her at convention while I was in there. And she's all ready to go. And starting on an 8-pack. And it's just like, you know, you guys are my warm market. And my downline is my warm market. But I'm not building now. I'm supporting now. And so, but I can't help myself when I'm going out in the world. It's not like I lost my interest in this thing. And so, you know, somebody in my downline will be the recipient of these two people, and then I will help support them because I don't need to go wide anymore. You know, I'm in a different place, but I am not, you know, over this thing. It's 10 years later, and I totally love what I'm doing. And as many of you know, I'm living the dream. I don't have to do it. I earn more than anybody I know, which is amazing. You know, it's many more times than any one person needs. And and so I have this privilege, which I don't take for granted. So how many of you did the homework and did it where you feel pretty good, like you at least read everything? Okay, good. Did anybody get the list to learn down? Were you able to get a little bit? And I can tell you, I am adamant in my personal group about getting people to know that stuff by heart, where you own it. And if you can do it, my God, what it would do for your business, be able to just say it in such a confident way that you just feel like, there's no way this person doesn't know somebody who has one of those things. And that's the whole point. So it would sound like, you know, I have been working with people and I watch people who have been to Mayo and Menninger's and Johns Hopkins who have been clinically diagnosed. Remember, it's that third party thing. And they clinically diagnosed with, God, you name it, allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, autoimmune, Epstein-Barr, lupus, MS, hepatitis C, fibromyalgia, migraine, seizures, arthritis, and the list goes on. That's how it should sound. It should just be like it's living in you. If you get that list down, can you imagine the person listening to you? There isn't a person you could say that list to that doesn't know somebody that's dealing with that. You want to get in conversation with somebody? Just throw that little list out and see what happens. So I want to support you to learn how you can get people and how you can teach people. Because today is a day to listen with two ears. I know you have two ears. So you can listen with one of them for your information. The other one is so you can turn around and share it with somebody else. So that's the deal. The deal is to make this day where you are at a place that you can totally feel confident to be the leader. A leader really just, you know, I mean, we have all kinds of things about that. You know, it's like, I don't know enough to be a leader, for God's sakes. I'm not a clinical nutritionist or whatever. You know more than the person you're talking to. You know a lot of people who've gotten their lives back. And you know a lot of places to send people. I mean, Team Crown is riddled with all kinds of trainings. My website is riddled. Life Force's website is riddled. Liquid Stories is riddled. If you don't use those tools, you will not be able to maximize the information that you have available to you to educate people so they're going, oh my God, where did you guys come from? How did all of this stuff happen? And I didn't even know that it was like, you know, on the planet. And when people go and hear people who's have their lives completely revamped, it's daunting because they know. And where are we? It's baby boomer time. Everybody wants their health and the resources and the ability to be able to take the time to be able to do the things. Because why else are we here? I mean, everybody has a calling. Everybody has something that you like to do. So how many people have their why down? That you really know why you're doing this business? How many people are in the business? Is everyone in this room in the business and really wanting to share it with other people? Okay, good. You can't help yourself. Everybody says, oh, I don't want to do the business. And I'm going, yeah, I've heard it before. I didn't want to do it. Nobody wanted to do it. But you know what? You can't help yourself. You feel better and you can't. What are you going to do? Stuff that and not tell anybody and withhold? So my piece around that is, it's like, if I don't share what I know, because I'm one of those people who really had a story. I mean, I really got my life back. I was toast. I moved over to Paonia to live out my days. It was grim, to whatever. And you know that I was in a place where I couldn't go up a flight of stairs. I couldn't remember, Katie, I could go to a movie with you, see you the next day. Zero recollection that you had gone to the movie with me. Zero. I'd see you the next day. I couldn't even remember the plot of the movie. I knew it was good, and maybe it would come up, and I would say, yeah, I saw this really great movie. I can't really remember what it was about. And she'd go, oh, I saw it with you. And I would go, oh, right. And it was so embarrassing. Can you imagine going to a movie with a friend of yours the night before and not remembering that they were there? It did not gain a lot of points. So I became more and more reclusive and didn't want to do stuff with people because I just couldn't remember enough, and my world was shrinking. You want to talk about notes just to find my way in my own life. And the other part was I was sick all the time. All the time. Sicker and sicker and sicker. Longer and longer and longer. And I finally got to a point where it was just like I didn't have any energy. My energy was about a 3. I would wake up. I'd be in a brain fog, sleep all the time. I'd go from maybe 3 or 4 naps a day. I could never get energy and vitality. It just didn't happen. I was like a bubble child in the springtime. I had HEPA filters in every room. I'd go out, long pants, long sleeves, big hat, come back in, change my clothes, put them in the washer, put on another set of clothes. Some days it was so bad that I had to be submerged in a bathtub, breathing through a wet washcloth, just to keep the pollen off of my skin. Now, you want to talk about a grateful puppy. You're looking at her. I could go from my office into my kitchen, zero recollection of when I went in there. Go back to my office, remember, eventually. Go back to the kitchen, forget again. Go back to my office, eventually remember. Write it down so I could make it to the kitchen. I mean, that's how I live my life. That was only 10 years ago, and, you know, my world turned around like in really weeks. And then each month that went by, there were incremental changes. And even as the years go by, I still notice things. You know, my hair is still thick. My eyesight is great. It's not diminishing at all. As a matter of fact, a few times it's gone down. My hearing has gotten like a dog. I'm always telling people, could you talk a little softer, please? You know, and I was on the phone with a friend in Canada, and his wife said something to him. And he said, what? And I told him what she said. I'm on the other end of the phone, and he's going, what? How did you hear that? It's the Fido in me. So, it's, you know, you can't go over every little detail of what goes on with people. So in saying that, you know, and to say it in a matter-of-fact way so that you really own it, you know, people eat less and sleep less and their emotional well-being evens out, their food cravings diminish, their emotional well-being improves, memory, attention span, ability to focus, they have more energy, their food cravings disappear. It is remarkable. So you own that when you can say it like that. You've got to get there. You get there and you make a commitment to yourself. And I'm telling you, there is no way that anybody doesn't want all of those things and isn't dealing with one of those things and wouldn't like to have it better, whatever it is. Wouldn't like to have less of it or more of it, whichever one you're talking about. When you can point that out to people, the follow-up has to do with creating their story. You only have one chance to capture a story. And it's while they're going through their initial love affair with body balance and their body is changing. Now, I am going to teach today about my follow-up because it's what I know. Those of you who are doing the business, you have a different kind of follow-up. But my follow-up has to do with the product, so that's what we're going to focus on today because it's a very quantifiable, each one of those things, eating less, sleeping less, where I can really get a story out of people. Now, a lot of people come to me after they have taken the body balance and they say, well, you know, I didn't really notice that much, or yeah, I feel better. That's not much of a story. And by the time I know that Donna's seen me do this, where I will actually take someone and work with them, and Diana and I work for how many hours to get your story?
4 hours with no shake break. It was a short shake break. Yeah, 4 hours it was. It was, but it's a good story. I got.
You will be.
People calling me to want the product now since they've gotten that story.
Yeah, you will be reading that story sometime today, because I want people to hear what a finished story looks like. This entire business, as far as I can tell, is we are storytellers. It's about stories. It's about inviting people to have a life that they didn't even know is possible. One of my, there's a level, a write down is, there's a level of wellness that most people don't know exists. And by the time you go through this, and if you're willing to let me coach you and support you, you will walk into another parallel reality, which is a way of living which is out of the box, and you will experience a level of wellness that most people don't know exists. It's awesome to say that to somebody. And to say it knowing that you know people who have actually reclaimed and bought their life back. How many people have started on the journey of buying their life back? How many people have got their products paid for? Great. How many people have their products paid for and maybe even their house payments paid for? Okay? Good. So we know that this possibility of sharing what we do changes people's lives. So if you can paint that picture to somebody, a lot of what we're talking about is painting a picture and painting people into the picture of what their life could be like. This couple, how many people met the people that I invited? Well, of course, you also. Everybody went to convention. Remember Ross up on stage who opened and sang the song?
Yes.
I mean, what an incredible experience that was for me. I met him in Mexico under a palapa in Yalapa. It's the gospel, I'm telling you. I was minding my own business for once. And I was on this wonderful 4-day where they don't even have phones or cars or anything in Yalapa. I mean, this was going to be really a break. Well, what, you know, of course, what's happening? So I went to the my little palapa at the end of the beach, if anybody's been there, and I had my dear friend Joseph with me. And we went one afternoon, and there are not that many palapas at this thing. There's 10 of them, and you sort of notice who's sitting next to you. I mean, I didn't pay much attention, but I noticed there was a really beautiful couple over there. And the next day, we didn't come till later in the afternoon because we were doing whatever we do it in the morning. And we get over there, and they look over there. They were cute. They said, "You're late. Can't be late at a palapa." So. So Ross, for whatever reason, he just kind of came over, you know, which I want to share, that when you're vibrating and you're having fun, people kind of like that. And they start. So, you know, there's a lot to that secret. You know, there's two pieces of it. One is, you know, vibrate like heck. And the other is do something. You know, it's like that great joke of, which isn't really a joke, I mean, it is and isn't, but, you know, God says, hey, the guy gets up to the pearly gates and there'd been this huge flood and they sent the boat and then they sent the, and then he was on the roof and then they sent the helicopter and I don't know what else. And so he dies, you know, and he goes up to heaven and he said, what's the deal? You know, he told everybody that, no, God's going to save me. And he gets up there and God says, I sent you a boat and a helicopter, you know. So it's so important that you don't miss the opportunities to really be there for people and really show up and say what it is, because it is so much about realizing that it isn't the person you're talking to, As you've heard me say, it's the 1,000 people that are standing behind that person that are waiting to meet that person after you share what you know with that person. I mean, people are waiting to meet us. Their lives are in balance about us. So I'm painting this picture to you because when you're teaching somebody, there's a cycle, right? It's like somebody shared it with you, you turn around and share it with somebody else, and then they turn around and share it with somebody else. I mean, in essence, that's what we do. Period, the end. What is it that we are teaching people so that they can turn around and be effective in being able to paint a picture to somebody else? So the nature of who we are and how we share this is critical. And that list to learn, I mean, I don't vary from it. I don't deviate. There may be different situations. As you know, Ross and Tracy came in. They had huge stuff going on for them. I mean, gadzooks. You know, Tracy had been in a serious, she'd been a restaurant owner and her whole world was at night and socializing and she'd become a major alcoholic. Ross had witnessed, you know, family members skiing who had gotten caught in an avalanche and died right in front of his eyes and had gone into a depression for 20 years. And he had all these other things that were going on with him. It took them months to get through their personal challenges. But if you don't think that they weren't believers when they got through that, let me tell you. And I never left them alone, as you can probably imagine. So we were talking every two or three days for months. Now, was that worth it? They started in November and they came to convention as platinum. And they didn't tear the house down. That's not like, you know, an unreasonable time to make platinum. And they'll tell you that they didn't really take it seriously. They just pretty much kind of did it as it really just came to them. They didn't actually go out and say it at every possible opportunity. They live up in Nelson, Canada. And they had their own circle of friends, and they traveled and they went away. Tracy went on a month-long vacation to visit her family in England. And so they did it in the course of their life. But I know a lot of people are really trying to work this, and I go, if you don't know how to follow up, then people are leaving as fast as they're coming in. How many people have that experience? You don't have the retention. So the retention, we have such an awesome compensation plan. I mean, this 45% when a customer converts because of the 540, and then the 45% if they just stay a customer. Holy cow. That means you're getting paid 45% on the first and the second level, however you slice it. Not to mention all the other bonuses. Now, if you let that person go away and you do 8 of the 10 things and they go away because you didn't do the last 2 things, you've put all that time and energy into that person, and then they slipped away. That's a lot of wasted time. And I can tell you, that was my nemesis. I was one person, I'd get right up to the finish line, and then I'd think, oh, well, they're done. I've spent so much time. They'll take care of it. They'll know how to do this. They'll wrap it up, and they'll do it on their own. I would like to reverse your time and effort with people. Instead of thinking that they're almost there and they know how to do it, I want you to look at it the other way around and go, the further down they get, the more attention you give them. I would reverse it. I would say you put 90% of your attention in the last 10% of their unfolding into being a leader. You really hone it in. You make sure that they are a total confident, capable, able to know where all the tools are. They've gone through all the trainings, and you just don't let them go because, my gosh, you know, on the business side of things, I mean, I can't even imagine how much Paul makes on me. It's got to be over 10,000 on my group. I mean, I'm 2/3 or half or something of his business, and you know, am I worth it to him? He invested heavily into me, heavily. I mean, we were talking 4 or 5 times a day. Now, I had a really different situation. I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. I didn't know anybody in Paonia. I spent 100% on the phone, and I just nailed it. I was so terrified. of being a bag lady, because I had moved over there sick and broke and just terrified of what's going to happen to the rest of my life, that when this thing started turning my life around and I saw that I had the capability, the characteristics, the personality, even though I still didn't have any energy to speak of, I did the first probably 3 months of my business from the floor because I couldn't sit up long enough. I was too tired. I mean, I just look back and I go, God, was that me? And it was. So Paul invested so heavily in me. And I, you know, we got to be the dog and pony show. He was the business. I was the, you know, the little poster child who got her health back. I was the product. And there were lots of times when I claimed the fifth. Oh, I don't know. Let's call Paul. When I perfectly well did know, but I wanted the person to talk to Paul. Because what is this third-party testimonial business? It is so underutilized. So underutilized. A brand new person can make more of a difference than everything that you know that you've been studying and can rote, memorize, and spew out. Because they got an incredible story, and that's so powerful to somebody who wants to have the same story. So, you know, I'm glad you're all taking notes about this, because I am, the way my mind thinks, it, you know, it's jumping around to give you salient points of what it took to be able to follow up and develop me. So the compensation plan, you know, I have on my website, it's that, I think it was Michael Moore that did it, that is a compensation comparison. How many people have seen that little handout? It's powerful. And what it says is that in all the other companies, which I was able to pull out on this guy last night and say, look, I know that Amway is in the group of companies that we have listed in our compensation comparison, where if you use the scenario of what we call the 20 Club, which is four people who share it with four people, that in Amway, Shackley, New Skin Herbalife, Melaleuca, all the companies you've ever heard of, and you need to be able to spew those out. So if you can spew those out, and for him, it was one of the ones that he was involved in, I could say, what I know is, if you share it with four people who share it with four people, in all of those companies, you will make between $80 and $150. You won't even get your products paid for, more than likely. Bringing 20 people in LifeForce, you'll make $700 plus the bonuses. It's outrageous what we're sitting on. It's absolutely outrageous. And so it was so easy to say to him, you need to know before you really dive into Amway what the choices are out there, because most people don't know that our little company exists. You know, we are the highest paying compensation plan in the history of network marketing, for goodness sakes. And you need to be able to say that. And if you can't say it, then you need to know where to send them. So where do you send them? Holly's Dream. And then where? Imagine that, overcoming objections.
Underhanding objections.
Overcoming objections is on my toolbar. And a lot of what we're going to talk about today is right there on my website, so that you can get good at using it, and you will not have to start your little process with apple end up grapefruit and grapefruit end up elephant, if you follow my drift. So it's hard. We make this assumption that we sign up somebody and that they know how to teach their downline. Well, you know, we have these kind of crass sayings, every dud knows a stud. But one I like much better is, every snail knows a whale. And what you want to know is that if there's somebody that's down there, reach down. If you know what you're doing, your people between you and that person do not know as much as you do. Everybody I'm dealing with now, close in, that I have taken right under my wing, are 5, 8, 12 levels below me, and I'm training them as if they were front line. That's one of the greatest secrets of this business. When you see somebody that has some potential and your downline isn't doing, don't whine. Get in there, hold them close, and train the person that's upline along with them. Get them on the three ways. You've got Sally, and underneath she's got John, and John is a whiz. You get Sally on every call. You get Sally right in there so that she can see what to do. You get Sally to try it. I'm very much a believer of the tell, show, try, and do method. I tell, I show, I let them try it, and then I make them do it. And then I observe them, and I modify, you know, or coach them so that they can see what it is that they're doing and how to improve it. Now, many of you know that a big piece about what I do has to do with language. It has to do with feeling. So when you're talking to somebody, there are some really basic principles about how to not be in confrontation with somebody. It's never a dueling match. It's never, I've got more information than you do, I know more than you do, listen up. It's more like, you know, I can't believe what I found. I am so excited about this. I want everybody I know to experience this. There's a life here that most people will never experience. And if they, and I personally feel that I'm carrying around this incredible body of knowledge that I know changes people's lives. How can I not share that? So a sense of wonderment is what I'm always creating. These are coaching skills that I'm giving you. There's another one that I use that's called feel, felt, found. Who knows about that? So Feel, Felt, Found is on my website, of course. It's under leadership training, and it's called Coaching Basics and Concepts. There is such a wealth of information that I have collected over 10 years. You guys would just be, if you really went through this, you would see that a lot of what you're struggling with and trying to figure out how to do it or how to say it has already been created for you before. And I didn't do this, I can tell you. This has been brainstorming. I remember one time of being up at Estes Park and Mary McHenry and Annie Taylor, and I sat on the floor, and we created in about half an hour under leadership training, what do you want from your life? That is just a powerful way to get in there with people and ask them the questions that really make people go, wow, you know, I never thought about that, or I don't have time to think about that, or I don't have a dream. It's like I haven't had time to do it. I'm in survival mode, or I didn't think I was going to get any dreams this lifetime. And we're dream makers. I mean, as you know, my first website was called It's All in the Dream, and now I'm living my dream, so I just thought, well, I just ought to name it that, Holly's Dream. I'm living it. And it doesn't mean I'm not working. It means that I love what I do. And it means that I'm being paid so beautifully for doing the thing that's on my heart. How many people would just love to have that, for goodness sakes? So some of the things that are on that, you don't have to write this down because it's right there on my website, hollysdream.com, no apostrophe, H-O-L-L-Y-S, dream. There are questions, and Annie and Mary McHenry and I, we just sat there. You know, Michael and Krista and somebody were just, you know, over the top about telling some wonderful inspiration thing that we just got, oh my God, we got to write this down. And we did. And I took notes, and we just went for it. And they're like, you know, what is it going to take for you to get passionate about your life? Don't write these down. They're there. They're right there on my website. What would you do to commit to your life, to yourself, to buy your life back? What's it worth to you? And that's a question that I ask people to find out where they are on a passion level with their own being. Like, I can say to somebody easily, on a scale of 1 to 10, if time and money and health were not an issue, what would you do? And they'll, oh, I travel, I do this and that. You know, that's the first cut. Well, then the pregnant question comes when I say, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you do to do that? How much would you put into making that happen? What would you do for that? You listen really carefully after that. How much time goes by on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you do to make that happen? You know, if there's a really huge pregnant pause, you know it's not a flat 10. The people who come right out and say, 10, you go, good, let's go. The people who go, 7, you go, what would it take to get to a 10? You know, and then you find out, well, if it worked, you know, if the products worked, if the compensation worked. And then you might get into, you know, I'm not really sure that I could do this. So part of your coaching might be sending them to Landmark. I know Annie for years, she may still do it. Everybody who's in her group goes to Landmark Forum and gets their baggage seriously looked. Okay, so it's so important. If you don't feel like you're a good speaker, and for those of you who are looking at this little body over here and think I'm a good speaker, let me tell you, it's not even 5 years, maybe 6 when I first started this. If there were more than 4 of you in the room, my throat physically closed. I was terrified. Was anyone at my speech that I was the keynote speaker? Was any of you here? You were, Pilar. Keynote speaker, and I got out there and my papers all went under, and you know, and I thought that my clicker to change the slides was my speaker, and I'm, you know, oh God, I don't know. I think they all thought I was hired for comic relief. I had Krista learn my entire speech. And I had 2 people off stage ready to carry me off because I said, there is no way this thing is not going to get presented. I have worked on this thing for so many months. If I can't do it, Krista's going to do it. And I was absolutely a nervous wreck. And I knew that I had to overcome this so that I could reach the people, because I was one nano more passionate about getting this information out than I was terrified about having to talk about it. So you do what it takes. Now, I know I'm an extreme out-of-the-box person. I wasn't always like that. These are skills by listening to people like Darren. Was he fabulous?
Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, he was the best of the best. Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Brian, whoever he was. I mean, these are the icons of this industry. It is an art form to know how to do this business. You have to study it. You have to understand what it is to self-develop and to become a self-motivator. I mean, that might be the hardest thing there is to do. The first step is to just walk outside your own door or pick up the phone. I didn't have an easy time picking up the phone. I had many conversations with myself in the bathroom. What do you think you're doing? What are your other choices? How do you think you're going to do anything else to get your life back? You're over here all by yourself. You have no way of earning any money. If you don't get this thing together, you're going to have to sell your house and downsize again. And is that what you want to do? Get back in there, girlfriend. I had lots of conversations. I had some tantrums. I had some screaming fits. I was over in Peonia. I knew nobody. My parents are gone. I don't have children. I wasn't married. It was the buck stops with me. Remember Darren saying that? Responsibility. When you get that the responsibility is all about you. You. Your upline is not going to come rescue you. They'll support you. And you can support yourself by doing trainings like today and all the other things that are at your fingertips. It's not easy, but conceptually, you get it. But you have to do the work. And when you sign up to do this, I don't know if there's a greater spiritual path. I really don't. People ask me what I do, and or what I think about this business, or how I would describe this business. And I say, you know, in truth, it's the most spiritually evolved method of distribution of goods and services exchanged in this world today. That's how I feel about it. You are talking, I mean, you want to go to ministry school and be, you know, a minister in a parish or something, or go out and be a social worker. You could not touch the number of lives that you can touch in this business. We are talking service to the max. We are talking service to the tenth. It's outrageous. I mean, I will laugh with you today because I had no idea how many people's lives I had touched. I thought there were probably a couple thousand people in my group. I found out within the week, I have over 10,000 people in my group.
Wow.
I was blown away. I didn't think there were that many people in all Life Force. You know, I mean, I was like, oh my God, this one person. There's a lot of people who wouldn't have their lives changed, healed, transformed, gotten their lives back. And it's just because I am one person and I can't shut up. That's it. I don't know what other conversations to have. I sometimes think, God, I would be a bore if I got back into mainstream. I know nothing about politics. I mean, basics. I'm not clued in to mainstream America. But isn't it interesting that as people get older, what is it that they want to be talking about? How are they going to keep their body together and how are they going to retire? I mean, those are pretty much the topics. Health and wellness and spirituality. And this business is all about spirit. It's all about when the spirit moves you and you know that you're supposed to speak up. That's the deal. It's like that person has been waiting to meet you. And if you don't say anything, I mean, for me, it's a felony. It's just that serious. Because it isn't necessarily that person. It's who they know, or who they know knows, or maybe the 9,999th person that's going to come down the pike 10 years later. Now, don't you think I wanted to meet Jerry Hillman 10 years before I did? Wouldn't that have made a huge difference in my life because I've been struggling with my health since I've been in my 30s? And I didn't find her till I was 50. I mean, 20 years went by. What a waste. What a blessing. I found her. So when you get the urgency that we're talking about, you can't not talk to everybody that you come in contact with. People you don't know, the pillow boy, the wax girl, you know, whatever. And how many people can say from your heart of hearts, are you having more deep, conscious, alive, juicy conversations since you've been in Life Force mm-hmm. than you ever did in the rest of your whole life? I mean, is it not the greatest access vehicle to get into somebody's life at the deepest level? Instantly? I mean, I've had conversations, I'm sure, with some of you where you just, you know, wondered what rock I had come out from under. Like, how did I dare talk to you that way? I don't know if anybody in this room, but there's probably somebody on the call. Because I do get so passionate about it. Like, how could I let anybody off the hook? It's a non-option. So, the way I set this whole thing up, after we've done the list to learn, I don't want to create enemies. I want people to really get that I'm up to something and they can be up to something too. And so I set it up. You know, in the way that I initially, the way that I begin starting to talk to them. I say things like, we're going to be in close communication for the first few months. For you to get the results that I know are possible, I'm going to be checking in on you regularly, like every few days. And I want you to know that so that you can experience and understand what this is really about. And the good news is you don't have to pay me. You get this for free. This amazing coaching that I have learned, I get to give to you for free. And it's my great joy. Now I want to back up and say that in this compensation plan, the average in the industry is 10% retention. 10. For every 10 people you tell who have decided to start this business, 9 will disappear over the course of a year. That's average in the industry. Now, you probably figured out I have a higher retention rate. I think I have the highest retention rate that's ever been heard of. I have a 70% retention rate of people that I personally work with. That's huge. People in my group that I have trained, that have come to all of my trainings like this, you know, I basically have a 4-day. they have a 50% retention rate. That's five times more the standard in the entire business. It has to do with follow-up. It has to do with making agreements the second that you begin when they have said, I want to do this. Making agreements with people that say, I'm going to be here with you. We're going to walk through this, and here's what it's going to look like. And I have it written right on my website, needless to say. The first one there is sort of a welcome letter that just says, you know, my story and what happened. It's an easy place for you to send them. The more that you use tools, the less you have to say, the easier it is for the person to go, I could do that. I can totally tell someone to go to my website, to go to a website, wherever you send them. And I'm going to reference mine because I know it the best. And it speaks to what this program is that I outline for people that gets them using all of the products, ultimately. And my fear, my concern is, and my deep fear is that people never get past body balance. For goodness sakes, we have the most stellar products on the planet. They're whole food, they're dehydrated, they're doing all these amazing things. We just got a whole bunch more at convention. They're taking the soy out of not only the amino, but the true grains. And I'm so jazzed about that, personally, because I'm allergic to soy. So for me, it's like, this company is rocking. I don't know if you realize how many more things they produced and came out with this year than they ever have before. It was just brilliant. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, we have so many more tools to work with and so many more things to offer people. So in the beginning is a very short little welcome letter that basically just says, you know, there are opportunities that come along once in a blue moon. This is one. And if this were true, would you be interested in learning about it? Tells my story and welcomes them to take a further and deeper look and talk to their upline about how they could get started. The second one, the beginning, is cell saturation, which is how I teach, because it's so easy to get people to experience things that they can totally notice, which is where the story begins. So I have them do, in the very beginning, where they go over their health evaluation so we have a baseline. But what I'm wanting to have you understand, that this may seem like a long rigmarole to get people to go around and learn this and learn that and understand how to talk and coaching basics and feel, felt, found and how all the different products work and where everything is on the website. Well, when you think about it, you know, I know that people earn some pretty serious money. So I want Diane to just share her financial story that just happened. No, it's not a story.
I can do it.
Yeah, it's just to say, this is what is possible to, in a very short period of time, on the financial scene, which makes it why you want to invest in somebody to the max. Because if our retention is 50% or more, and I have a 50% chance, I have a 70% chance because I've had a few more years. And if you want to do what I do, it's all on the website, you can do it, and you can have a 70%. But if you're willing to do this, this is what's possible. So say your name so everybody can hear.
I'm Diana Cachi from Denver, Colorado. And first I'm going to say that I heard Ollie Thomas, who is Rookie of the Year, give a similar type of testimony at the March Spring Into Action. And I thought, that's really great. She did that, but I can't do it. But at least I know it can be done. And so if you're going to think that about me, just know I thought the same thing. I went to the Estes Park Leadership Training, and when I came back, I was afraid to do invites. I made my list, and I just took a deep breath, just like Holly said. I just took a deep breath, and I just picked up the phone, and I literally had the prospecting tool from the Team Crown website in front of me and was, like, a lot of times just reading it off of that. I was saying, I have something I want to share with you. You may not, you know, I thought of you because blank, whatever it was. You may or may not be interested, but it'll take about 20 minutes of your time. Are you willing to look at it? And that's all I did. And I just did it really regularly. And just like Holly said, like, I took
the holiday weekend. It was 4th of July, and I went to, you know, I went off for the weekend, didn't work that weekend. I did some training on the website, but I didn't do any phone calls, and I just met people, you know, through that, and I just made those phone calls, and I made Second Tier Achievers Club, which was 1,500 BVs, and I won the, I got the top 20 enrollers, so I was able to be entered in the Visa card sizzling summer contest, and I won that $200 one plus the $50 one, which was which I'm still spending that $200 one. It's awesome. And I made over $1,400 in commissions on the BVs, plus I made bronze. Now, my husband signed us up as members about a year ago. Otherwise, I would have got double the bronze bonus, $200. But I got 100. So do the math. That's almost $2,000. And I looked at Ollie and didn't think I could do 1,000, which is what she made. So you can do it.
And that was in what period of time, Diane? That was in 1 month. So I just think that is absolutely outrageous that our company pays like that for helping people get their lives back. Which is, and not one of those people that Diana talked to paid her a dime. Not one. Life Force did. They paid her a lot of dimes. And I feel like, you know, my hesitation in the beginning was that I was all about product, and somewhere money was dirty. And I didn't want to talk about it. And when I got my health back, I realized that more people suffer from a lack of finances and a lot of stress around that that makes them sick. And people give away their health every single day by going to work when they shouldn't. And people push and stress trying to survive and to make all of the necessary adjustments in their life, and they end up going down. And it's just horrendous when you start looking at the financial scene that most people are looking at. I don't remember some of the statistics, but it's some horrible thing, like 80-90% of the population has like $10,000 in their bank account. Like if anything happened, that's all they have. So I'm now realizing that financial health is like, whoa, it is so critical to help people understand and get over whatever possible, oh, uncomfortableness that you may have around talking about financial health. And so for me, I lead with a product, but in truth, let's get real. Everybody gets paid by how much product goes out the door. The people in the office, the people who are doing every single piece of this entire business, and whether they're just part-timers, stay-at-home moms, trying to create a second income, whether really going for the business, whether they're doing, you know, radio, TV ads, it doesn't matter. The money comes from the product. And if people aren't taking the product and they don't love the product, they won't stay on the product. So a little, if you want to understand why to spend a lot of time with people and invest in your people, however far down they are, the payback for them and for you is astronomical. I mean, there are very few people, if you add up, Diana, in her first month, has already gotten herself to a $24,000 a year job. That's if she doesn't do another thing. But she's not going to be able to stop the people she's already started. So, Diana, I'm sorry. You're kind of in for a raise. So the nature of what we are offering people, I'm wanting to set this thing up. I mean, I'm doing this whole kind of touching around on a lot of different themes, ideas, concepts, so that you can get what's at stake here and why it's so important for you to learn everything that you can so that you can be the best possible coach you can be. And I can tell you, there were so many days that I was teaching something that I had learned it the night before. I mean, I was like racing to keep in front of my people. And I would be like, oh my God, how am I ever going to teach that? And, you know, we're just, it's a family. We're all in here cheering each other on. We're all in here letting our hair down and just going, I'm doing the best I can. And you know, if I have trouble, I can get Paul or Krista or Annie or Julie or somebody else online to fill in for something. Because everybody knows I am the world's least adept at being able to talk about the compensation plan. I mean, you just about heard everything I know. An interesting little factoid about water. A 5% drop in body fluids is a 25% inability to concentrate, focus, and your attention span. Woohoo! Drink water. If you ever a simple 5% drop in your body fluids is a 25 to 30% drop in your ability to focus and concentrate and your ability to just retain information. So the nature of this thing that we're creating is a very deep relationship, and it gets built over time.
You have reached the end of Holly's follow-up training, Audio 1. Let's move on to Audio 2.